Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what up, friend? I want to say thank you for joining me today in Straight Up Podcast. Thank you for giving me your energy, your time, and your intention. And when I talk about energy, you know, energy, protect your energy is one of the principles that I teach under the umbrella of protect your peace. And today is going to be all about that because I see so many people wasting their energy, wasting their time, wasting their attention on things that are meaningless, on things that are pointless. And I hate to call like people that. The people aren't meaningless, but their purpose in your life is, if that makes sense. Or the thing isn't meaningless, but the purpose of the thing is. So I'm not calling people or certain situations like meaningless, but the purpose of it is. And so today, hopefully in this podcast, you get a better understanding of why like protecting your energy and guarding your energy is so important. And when I talk about energy, I think of energy as two things, time and attention, right? Like right now, you're giving me energy because you're giving me your time and attention. And if you're real with yourself, ask yourself, how much of your energy have you wasted in the past year? How much of your time have you wasted in the past year? How much have you gave your attention to pointless things in the past year? And so my hope right now is that it ends because life is too short. We don't have an infinite amount of energy. Like every single day, if we had 100% of energy, how much of it do you waste on meaningless and pointless things? How much of it do you waste on things that don't help your life, don't serve your life, don't have a purpose to your life? And what a lot of us do is that we stay in situations that are meaningless and are purposeless and are pointless. And we stay in these situations, I call it the trifecta, meaningless, pointless, and purposeless. And we put our whole entire life in those things and we wonder why we don't love life. We wonder why we don't have the right energy. We wonder why we're drained. We wonder why we're depleted. We wonder why we're empty. It has to stop for you right now. You have to take ownership over your energy. You have to be picky with your energy. And it doesn't make you stuck up. I know people are going to tell you, oh man, you change. Oh, you don't come around no more. Oh, you don't help me no more. Let me tell you this. No is a boundary that you need to set. And let's just take it here. I need you to develop protectors of your energy. Things that protect your energy. One of my main protectors over my energy is, hey, bro, hey, homie, I'm praying for you. That's it. Because I didn't spend so much of my life trying to help people who don't want to be helped. I just spent so much of my life trying to change people who don't want to be changed. And listen, my heart is never going to stop caring for people. My heart is never going to stop wanting the best for people just like you. I'm always going to have a good heart. But as I said a million times, like I've allowed my good heart to keep me in situations or put me in situations that's broken my heart. That breaks my heart. That's breaking my heart. And I know you can relate to that. So I had to develop this boundary in my life that no is a full sentence. And I understand when I say no, people are going to try to make me feel guilty. People are going to try to shame me. People are going to try to make me feel like I don't really care, like I know that I care. People are going to try to put that on me because they can't take advantage of me no more. They can't misuse my energy no more. They can't take advantage of my energy no more. And if you look at your life, how many people are you allowing to take advantage of your energy? Your time and your attention. How many people? And how has that played out for you? I know how it played out for me. Burnt out, stressed, depressed, not having the energy to do things that I really need to do, the meaningful things in my life. This is the truth. And I know this seems like a common sense thing. As always, I'm the common sense speaker. I'm going to put things in such common sense that you have no choice but to change. But the more you spend your energy on meaningless things, you know what it does? It prevents you from spending your energy on the things that matter. The more you spend your energy on meaningless things, the more it prevents you from spending your energy on meaningful things. A lot of times we spend our energy, and I hate to call people meaningless, okay? Again, I'm talking about the purpose of the person. I'm not talking about the individual. I'm talking about the purpose of them in your life. And I know I've spent so much of my life saying yes when I wanted to say no, because I was so scared of worry and guilt. When we set boundaries, those are the two things that really paralyze us from actually moving forward, from actually letting go, from actually closing a chapter that needs to be closed, that we know needs to be closed, that doesn't need to be read no more, that doesn't need to be opened, doesn't need to add anything to it. We know that chapter is done, but we stay in that chapter because we worry. We worry about what they're going to say about us. We worry about the relationship dynamic of it. We worry about dealing with the repercussions of it. We feel guilty, right? We feel guilty that we're leaving somebody behind when they chose to stay behind. Always tell yourself that. When you feel guilty for leaving somebody behind, please remind yourself that they're choosing to stay behind. That's the truth of the situation. You might feel that you're leaving them behind, but the truth is they're choosing to stay behind. But we feel guilty. We feel guilty that, man, like, I'm supposed to be doing this for them and that for them. No, you're not. You're supposed to help them, not enable them. You ain't God. Stop giving yourself that title. I know you don't give yourself that title on purpose, but when you're trying to sit there and change a person, you're trying to play God. When you're trying to get a person to, you know, be a miracle in their life, you're trying to play God. You are not the miracle maker. So for some of you listening to me right now, and maybe you got to release some things from your life that's draining you, that's literally making you waste your time and give your attention to things that don't matter, that's making you give your attention to things that don't matter. How would your life be different if you gave your attention to the things that do matter? How much energy would you have? How much energy would be multiplied in your life? So you got to come up with these energy protectors, is what I call them. So one of mine is I'm praying for you. Once I realize that I've tried to help a person, you know, once I realize that I tried to help somebody financially, but they still want to have bad financial spending habits, and no matter how much money I give them, they're just going to waste the money I give them and not appreciate the money I give them. I realize that I got to say, hey, bro, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that you be delivered from whatever it is that you're dealing with and going through, because I cannot be that crutch for you no more. And when you're a crutch for somebody, you're taking on their energy and they're draining yours. That's why you're tired, because you're a crutch for too many people. And I understand sometimes we got to be a crutch. But the purpose of being a crutch is to help somebody walk again, help somebody run again, not be their crutch forever. Some of you have been a forever crutch for people, and you wonder why you're depressed. You wonder why you're stressed. Take your energy back. Take your life back. And I know you want to share this episode. Share it right now, because this is an episode that so many people need to hear this year. Stop the having people depend on you so much. You are not their savior. You are not there to save their life. Yes, you're there to help them. You're there to support them. But you got to come up with these protectors of your energy. You got to be able to set these boundaries. See, for me, another protector of my energy is no. Period. Exclamation mark, right? No doesn't have to come with a explanation of no. Some of you are explaining yourself too damn much. As they always say, what's understood ain't got to be explained. They understand. You'd have been saying yes to them for the last 20 years, 10 years, year, 5 years. And they've been taking advantage of your energy, taking advantage of your time, taking advantage of your yeses, taking advantage of everything about you. And you say no, you feel like you got to explain yourself. No can come with an exclamation mark. No can come with a period. You ain't got to have no comma behind your no. You ain't got to have no semicolon behind your no. You ain't got to keep explaining yourself to make them understand, because they understand. You've been saying no to yourself so much because you've been saying yes to them. Your yes to them has come as a sacrifice to you not saying yes to yourself. You've been saying no to yourself for so long because you're trying to say yes to every single person. You need to develop a protector of your energy. I don't know what it is for you, but come up with these words that trigger your soul, that this is set here, this boundary is put here to protect my energy. It's a boundary. So no, I'm praying for you. Maybe it's yes. Yes to yourself. Maybe that's the protector of your energy. You know what? I'm saying yes to me. I'm choosing me. I'm putting myself first today. So my yes is going to be a no to you and what you got going on. It's time to protect your energy, right? Some of you need to say no to being somebody's 2 a.m. Let me talk about this for a moment because I might lose some people here. But Trent, you're always supposed to be there for people. Yes, I get it. As Siri's talking in the background. Yes, I get it. But some of you are somebody's 2 a.m. when they will never be at 2 a.m. for you. What do I mean? The 2 a.m. means that they can call you at 2 a.m. with their problems, their situations, and you always going to pick up. And I never want you to change that about yourself. Like, I'm that person, right? I'm overly, like, unfair to myself at times. But I've decided to say no more because I realize in me being unfair to myself, I'm not being fair to the people who need me to be the best me. So some of you are at 2 a.m., meaning that you're always there for them. They always can depend on you, which is great. But guess what? You can never depend on them. You call them at 2 a.m., you going straight to voicemail. They don't do not disturb. They sleep. Good sleep. And they see you calling, they press and ignore, they ain't waking up for you. But yet you're giving your energy to this person over and over. Yet you're adopting their problems. You're adopting their trauma. You're adopting their pain. Again, you are not their savior. Please take that title off of your life. You are not their savior. You're not meant to change them. Yes, you can help them. You can support them. You can do a lot for them, but they're not going to change until they want to change. Some people are committed to staying the same, and you need to understand that. So no matter how much change you pray on them, how much change you pray for them, for sure, pray for them. But no matter how much you're doing whatever for them, until they are ready to change, until they wake up and realize they need the change, they are not changing. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to hope for you. I'm going to root for you. I'm going to wish the best for you. But it comes a point in time where I can't keep giving access to my life the same way when you're not appreciating the energy that I'm giving you, when you're taking advantage of the energy that I'm giving you, when you're taking advantage of the time that I'm giving you. You know, some of us, we position ourselves as trauma receivers, right? You just receive our negative energy receivers. You just receive negative energy from everybody. They always call you with their problems. And you know what the funny thing about it is? They call you for your advice. And then once you give them your advice, they don't want to take your advice. And it's repeat. 2 weeks later, they call you for your advice. You give them your advice. And then they don't want to take your advice. And then you keep this cycle going. And you allow them just to vomit and throw up their trauma on you, their problems on you. And what happens is their problems end up becoming your problems. And that's not a way to live life. That is somebody taking advantage of you. You need to put a no right now. You need to set a boundary right now. You need to say, man, no more right now. No longer right now. Set that boundary to protect your energy right now. Because I need you to understand this if you're still with me. And I know I'm fired up about this one because I know this is going to help your life so much when you truly understand this, when you throw away that guilt and that worry around your no, around protecting your energy, around setting boundaries. Like when you throw that guilt and worry away, whew, your life is going to go to a next level. Because let's be real, you can be spending your energy on things that really bring you life, that really expand your life, that grow your life, right? There's people out there that want your energy. That's not going to just use your energy. And so that's what I want to stay on for a moment. Give me about 10 more minutes of your time. Is that ask yourself this question with the people in your life. And this is going to be so clear to you and how you need to move forward with certain individuals in your life. And I want to state this. There's a difference between helping somebody and enabling somebody. You know, I tell this story in my new book coming, Protect Your Peace. I talk about with my son, and I don't want to tell the whole story because I want to keep some in the book. But there came a time where I had to allow my son to become a young man. Like, I enjoy doing things for him. And I'm daddy. Like, I love combing his hair and getting him fresh for school. But I realized that I wasn't giving myself the time that I needed because I was spending all my time like doing things for him that he was grown enough to do for himself. So I set a hard boundary and I said, listen, man, you got to take care of these things. You got to handle your business because daddy has business to handle. He struggled at first, but now, you know what I mean? He's an expert at it. He's a pro at it. He's so great at certain things, even cooking breakfast in our house. Like, you'll read that in the book. But I had to set that hard boundary. I know boundaries aren't easy to set, but remember, as I always teach, boundaries aren't walls, they're bridges. They're bridges that lead you to something better. So I want you to think about this. Ask yourself, what's your energy? All right, with the people in your life, ask yourself, is your energy being, number one, appreciated? Do people appreciate your energy? What is energy? Again, remember, energy is my time and my attention and my presence. We can add that into it. Do people really, are they really appreciating the energy that you're giving them? Or do they take advantage of that energy? All right, do they take advantage of it? Taking advantage would be, like I said earlier, somebody always asking for your advice and they never take your advice. Or somebody just using you, right? Somebody always depending on you. And then when you tell them no, they got a problem with you, right? You can do 1,000 things for somebody. And once you say no once, you're the most evil person in the world because they can't use you or misuse you no more. So are those people in your life like appreciating your energy? Right? Are they thankful for what you do for them? Are they thankful for what you give them? Do they appreciate your presence? Do they appreciate and value your time? Or do they just take advantage of it? Do they not appreciate it? Because this is what I'll tell you. When you give your energy to things that appreciate you, that appreciates it, it appreciates. Okay? When you give your energy to things that appreciate it, it appreciates. What does that mean? It means that it multiplies it. It means that it grows it. Have you ever gave your energy to somebody who's appreciative of your energy and just gives you great energy back, right? It makes you feel better about yourself. You realize like, man, this has purpose. This has meaning. Whether it's helping somebody out of a situation, whether it's a conversation, they took your advice and, you know, they appreciate it. Whether it's just giving your time, they appreciate it. So number one, you got to give your energy. This is a non-negotiable for you. You got to give your energy to things / people that appreciate it. Number two, you got to give your energy to things, to people that reciprocate it. Okay? Reciprocation is the foundation for appreciation, right? You should be able to give your energy to people and they should be able to give it back to you. And I'm not talking about tick for tack. I'm not talking about they got to give you the same energy you're giving them. But it should be reciprocated. Right? You shouldn't just be giving, 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 and not receiving nothing back. I said this quote back in 2012. If your friendship relationship is a one-way street, it needs to come to a dead end. Friendship, relationship, partnership, businessship, whatever it is, it should be a two-way street. Again, they might not can give you what you give them, necessarily, but they should be reciprocating that energy. They shouldn't be killing your energy, draining your energy, bringing negative energy back to you. And too many times we allow those people, those energy drainers, those energy peace invaders to stay in our life. And we wonder why we're tired. We wonder why we're burned out. We wonder why we're stressed. We wonder why we're depleted. We wonder why we're depressed because we keep in our life around energy that don't reciprocate it. We keep in our life around energy. We give our energy to things that don't appreciate it. And we wonder why we feel the way we feel. How would your life change if you start giving your energy to people who appreciated you? How would your life change if you gave your energy to people who reciprocated it? Who gave you energy back, who's not just using you, but wants to help you, but wants to give back to you, wants to appreciate you, wants to elevate you. Some of us, why we support people that will never support us. And it's okay. I'm not telling you to be cold-hearted, but I want you to be wise-hearted. Okay, I want you to guard your heart, be wise what you're putting your life around. Protect your life, protect your energy, protect your soul, protect your peace. Right, you're giving your energy to support people, and they will never give in their energy to support you, ever. Right, you're giving your finances to help people, and they never even paid you back. Trust me, I know. It's people out there spending your money, going on vacations with everything else, and they haven't even paid you back from the financial energy that you gave them. But yet you're still allowing them to stay at a certain level in your life. Some people need to be demoted, promoted. Some people need to be cut from your life. There might be some people in your life that actually need to be promoted, that actually gives you the right energy, that actually wants to see you win, actually wants the best for you. You need to be around those people a little bit more. You're around people that you support their dreams, you support their ambition, you support their business, and they never give that energy back to you, ever. They don't even try to. But they always want everything from you, but they don't want to give anything to you. Whew. Y'all, go ahead and quote that. Put that on Instagram as you share this episode. Share this with your team, man. Share this with everybody in your life. A person that truly cares about you, right? And if everybody had this energy, it would be a beautiful place, right? And maybe you have this around your life, but a true team, people around you, somebody like myself, I don't want anything from you. I want everything for you, right? I don't want anything from you. I want everything for you. That's my mindset. But I know if you have that same mindset, what's going to happen? You're going to appreciate what I bring to your life. You're going to reciprocate what I bring to your life. Now, that mindset isn't a mindset to just be used, right? I don't want nothing from you. Maybe I put a little asterisk in fine print, accept the energy that I give you. I just want some appreciation. I just want some reciprocation. But we live in a life where we're surrounding our life around people who want everything from us in a negative way, but don't want to bring anything to us in a positive way. We're surrounding our life around people who want everything from us in a negative way. I'm not talking about the good energy from you, the love from you. I'm not talking about that. They want to suck you and drain you dry. That's what they want from you. They want to deplete your whole life. They want to take until they can't take nothing from you no more because you have nothing to take from your life anymore. And they don't want to bring good vibes to you. They don't want to bring good energy to you. They want to bring doubt to you, stress to you, their pain to you, their trauma to you, hard times to you, stress to you, anxiety to you. They want to bring that to you. But a person who truly appreciates you, if they're going to take anything from you, if they want everything from you, is, I just want your best. That's all I want from you. I just want your heart, your good heart. That's all I want from it. I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm going to bring to your life, I'm going to multiply that. I'm going to show you that you're valuable. I'm going to show you that you him, that you her, as I say. I'm going to show you that you're great. That's my job in bringing that back to you because I know what you brought to my life. Just imagine your life right now. Just imagine your life right now. If you decide to be committed and dedicated and disciplined to truly protecting your energy, to truly stop feeling guilty for the things that you shouldn't feel guilty for. And I know it's hard when you say no to people you really want to say yes to. I know it's hard when you take your presence out of somebody's life that you know doesn't appreciate the gift of you. You're a gift. Don't you doubt it. You are a damn gift. You know that, right? You got people making you feel like you a curse, making you feel like you're average. You are a gift. And there's somebody that needs your gift of you. There's somebody waiting on, or people waiting on the gift of you. You are a gift. If I would have kept my life around people who didn't value me, I would have never knew I was a gift to this world. You are a gift, right? You are. But as long as you're keeping your life around things that don't show you that, you're never going to understand that. But I need you to feel this right now. I need you to feel this. Listen, I hope that this is touching your heart, and give me about 2 more minutes of your time. But I need you to hear me and hear me clear when I say this, okay? I have a quote that says, stop falling in love with potential. Right? One of my most popular quotes over the years. People love that quote. And I want to say that quote right now. Like, some of us, we're addicted to the potential. Oh, man. such a strong word, but it's true. We're addicted to the potential of a person, right? We're in love with the potential of the person because your caring heart, your good heart, that you see the good in everybody. You see the best in everybody, and it's incredible. It's incredible. It's admirable. Has really kept you in situations that's breaking your heart because you're waiting on that person. You're trying to force that person. You're trying to push that person to become the person that you want them to become. You got to understand this truth. Somebody will never become who they don't want to be. No matter how much you want them to be, and no matter how much you do for them, no matter how much you give them, somebody has to make a decision for themselves to become who they want to be. You know what I mean? Because even who you want them to be might not even be on the radar of who they want to be. That's why I say you got to release. There are some things in your life right now and people in your life that you got to release. I do this practice every single day. God, I release. I release this person that I love so much and care about so much, but I release them to you because I know that I can't change them. I know that I'm not the miracle maker for them. I'm rooting for them. I want to help them, but I release them to you because I refuse to continue to allow my life to be stressed, drained. I refuse to be so anxious. I refuse to have sleepless nights over somebody who's sleeping well. I refuse to have sleepless nights over somebody who's sleeping well. I refuse. I got to stop that. I got to stop allowing my caring heart to put me in situations that really don't care about me. You got to let go of the potential and you got to realize the truth. That doesn't mean that you stop rooting for them. It doesn't mean that you stop praying for them. It doesn't mean that you stop even helping them at times. It doesn't mean, but the level of care needs to change. The level of help needs to change. And you need to take that energy into things that do what? That appreciate it. So it appreciates. And things that multiply it. Right? And things that grow, that give back to you what you're giving out. Because that's the life that you deserve to live. One of my main principles in Protect Your Peace is set boundaries. One of my main principles under the Protect Your Energy umbrella, under Protect Your Peace, is set boundaries. And my friend, today is the day that you set boundaries that don't budge. That you don't feel guilty for setting boundaries because you know the truth. That you don't worry about setting boundaries because you know what's real. So I want you to get very clear. I want you to inbox me. Let me know what your energy protectors are, as I call them, right? Mine is no. Mine is yes, when I'm saying yes to myself. Mine is I'm praying for you. That's my way of releasing things and say, I'm no longer going to try to change you. I'm no longer going to try to lose myself trying to help you. I can't do it no more. I'm praying for you. Those energy protectors obviously are set in place to protect your energy. But it also helps your life in such a major, major way. And I'm not fully I have my shortcomings with this because I care so much about people. And it isn't always easy. I know I'm saying this, it's easier said than done for sure. It isn't always easy, but when you start to think about, man, like, where does my energy need to be? What do I need to give my energy to? And I'll repeat something I said at the beginning of this podcast episode. When you keep giving your energy to meaningless things, and I want to use that word meaningless because I want to really strike your heart right now and put reality on your mind. But when you give your energy to meaningless things, it just prevents you from giving your energy to meaningful things. And we all know that when we give our energy to meaningful things, we live a more meaningful life. When we give our energy to meaningless things, we live a life that we feel like doesn't matter. Like I tell you at the end of every single episode, man, today's episode is the one. I feel this one. Let's share this, man. Let's share. Share it to your team. Let's make this episode go viral because so many people need this in this day and time. Like I tell you at the end of every single episode, you know who it starts with.
It all starts with you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for your energy. I'm thankful for your time and your attention and your presence. I hope you can let me know. I hope that I appreciated your energy. I hope that I multiplied your energy. I hope that I gave you some energy back. I hope I reciprocated your energy. That's my hope. It's rehab time. Let's get it straight up.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies, so many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.